Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com will help you get there wherever you're going. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. And what we say here at The Odd Couple is that this is the way sports talk radio should be.
Hell
with that
yeah.
said, we invite you to stay here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening, for the next 3 hours. You won't be sorry. In fact, I think you'll be entertained and enlightened and inspired. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man? What is this? What is this?
Rob Parker.
Is something Rob won like last Thursday or something?
If you want to crown
last
him, then crown
Tuesday.
Him.
Tuesday.
Hey, Mr. Chris Broussard. How are you?
I'm great. How
I'm
are you?
I'm great. I'm wonderful. I feel great.
You won some shekels or something over the weekend?
Yeah, I was 4-0 over the weekend. How about 4-0?
I need baby oil.
I need baby oil and two packs of smokes. My God. Man, the come up clutch in the big moment when
well,
it all
good.
Mattered on the table.
You copied my Jacksonville pick, and you reluctantly picked the Bengals, so whatever helps you sleep at night.
There you
number
go.
One.
There you go. It's all good. What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard, on this Magic City Monday? And I am feeling
good.
Great.
Good. It was a good weekend of football.
Unless you follow the Cowboys.
Yeah. Isn't that always the case around this time of year, if they get this far?
It's too soon, bro.
but just like the offense is awful.
It's great. The regular season, they in the 30s, baby. But when you get to the real football, that's when it all
and the
trouble began.
And the other thing, too, was You know, I was thinking of Greg Jennings all Saturday watching that.
Danny Jones?
Yeah, the Daniel Jones. That
Believe it or not, Rob.
I already know. I heard that he defended it. Greg
heard, you know, you were watching. Nah, glued to your TV watching first things.
I didn't see it. I know he'll be on our show tomorrow.
It's Eastern.
But what was his? Was he stumbling and bumbling, or was he trying to like? I know he's trying to save pace.
You know how it is, Rob. He challenged us on the spot. Well, name 10 quarterbacks, but you know, and right off the top of your head, it's like. You know, you get to about six and you're like, well, look, you know, you're not thinking of all.
Right.
If I challenge you name 10 pieces of food better than broccoli.
Right.
I mean, obviously you think there's 10 better than broccoli, but you might not be able to do it right off the top.
No,
of your head.
I know.
So it was that sort of thing.
Yeah. And the real thing is, I don't have to name them. All I know is that Daniel Jones ain't in one of the 10.
Good answer.
Daniel Jones won't be in the 10.
Don't even insult me by asking me to name 10.
He's not in that running.
I know he's not in the running. That's a good point.
I already know that he was a little salty. I'm sure he was because
he handled himself well.
Because you remember he told us don't get on the bandwagon. Remember he told us
don't worry.
We said, right. We knew that. I mean, that was
Well, when
one.
Is he? He's back here, Wednesday?
Tuesday. Tomorrow, right,
Tuesday? Roger? All right. So we'll get to it then.
All right.
But let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get this thing popping. Of course, DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, here on the Rare Monday appearance.
Alex is very proud of me today.
Alex the Vegan.
Alex, can you tell Chris
you got
why?
That baggy shirt on so it covers up your spare tire?
Oh, Rob.
He up there flexing on the video. I see him.
Well, today is the first day in the grand adventure of Rob Parker preparing for his dynasty celebration. Coming up next year, Rob is starting his diet attributes and becoming the man he used to be, Chris.
That's right. And Chris, I brought him my dinner tonight so that I could
eat
before 7 o'clock, healthy. And you see, I'm drinking.
Is it healthy, though?
Water.
I know you limit what you eat. I saw you eating a lot of bologna and cheese. When I
That's
was there,
a snack.
You
bologna were on cheese
this
and
diet.
Mayo.
That was a snack,
bologna,
Chris.
Bologna cheese and mayo. Really? I mean, how healthy is it? Then we worked at FS1 together. Then you'd be eating bacon morning and eggs. I don't know. I think it is a lean diet.
It is lean.
No,
I don't know how healthy it is. It's
healthy.
Lean, though.
It's healthy because you don't want all those carbs are bad for you. So you got to stay off of that stuff. And all
so
I'm doing
give
is
up carbs.
Yeah, I'm giving up the carbs. French fries are bad. Pizza's bad. I could go on and on. All those things are bad.
Bacon,
for you.
Bologna are good.
No, they're all right. I mean, they're not the best. But the other thing is
any sweets?
No sweets.
Wow.
And I'll have pistachios and unsweetened iced tea tonight. That's my little snack to watch TV. So we're good.
Okay. Golden Girls, no doubt.
And what? Well, no more football for at least.
Will you really watch the Golden Girls reruns?
Tonight, no.
That's your day?
It's Monday night? Nah, I don't know what's going on tonight. I don't even know.
Y50?
No. You know what? Probably Forensic Files or Snap or something like that. I'm living that kind of life. Yeah, okay. Right. New old stuff that hasn't been on in 25 years, right. But yeah, other than that, everything is good.
All right, we got super producer Rob G in the house. On the updates, our man Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, I'll let you start. You know we're starting with the Cowboys. We saw our man Rob Skip Bayless. I didn't see what he said today on Undisputed, but I know he threw away for the second time his Dak Prescott jersey. Remember
yeah,
he did
I remember
it a few
the first
years ago?
Time. Yeah, I remember yeah. that one.
So he did it again, but talk your talk. Cowboys lose. No surprise.
It wasn't a surprise, and it wasn't a surprise. Chris, this was the whole thing we talked about even a couple years back about Dak. And you know I never bought in that he was some elite quarterback. I thought he was a fine. He's like middle of the road, middle of the pack. It ain't the end of the world. Starting to look a lot like, you know, Matt Stafford's good team struggle, you know, don't win that many games, and the bad teams
Kirk
piles
Cousins,
up.
Cousins, yeah. Derek Carr, that class.
That class, and they put up big numbers against bad defenses and bad teams, and we've seen him, right, put up big numbers. Chris, what was that? The pandemic year. You remember that? Where he's throwing for 550 yards.
And he only played like five or six games.
Yeah, that year.
Yeah,
you remember that?
He was throwing for 400. I think he had 500 one game.
Yeah, and stuff like that. And you go, oh, my God, this guy's incredible. But the turnover bugaboo got him again. Two interceptions. That's six games this year, Chris, where he had multiple interceptions. And at one point, and what did he lead the league in interceptions?
While missing five games.
Right, which is just another sign. And interceptions are a part of it. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's asking him to be perfect. But I just think if you're a Cowboys fan and you're honest with yourself, it's hard to look. It's like where Tony Romo was there. What's the difference between him and Tony Romo? Tony Romo had the same kind of issues in the playoffs. Very similar.
If you're
put up good numbers.
Good. Right. If you're pretty good, Rob, in Dallas at quarterback, you get a lot of publicity. Tony Romo was a legitimate star. You know what I mean? Like people knew him. And I mean, he was a star. He was good, but he got a little more attention than his ability deserved. Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely.
And I think it's the same with Dak.
Playing for the Cowboys. If Dak was on some other team, they would think, Chris, he's good, you know, or pretty good, but it wouldn't be the hype.
No.
You know,
no.
And he would be Derek Carr, like,
that group of players. I think, Rob, and you mentioned his first, you know, or 2 years in the pandemic year when he was throwing for 400 and 500 yards a game. I think that is part of the problem, Rob. I think not only did the Cowboys organization, Jerry Jones, and others begin thinking Dak was something he's not, but he did. I really think that. And you know, when I like Dak, I've always said this, Rob. He was a game manager who could make big plays with his arm and his leg. And I think the demise, he's still, you know, a good quarterback, but I think what's happened is the expectations have risen to where people really think he can carry a team. And he can't. It doesn't mean he's not good, but if you expect him to do a Patrick Mahomes, a Josh Allen when he's at his best, a Joe Burrow, you know, guys like Brady and Rodgers when they were at their best, he's not that guy. There's very few that guys, and he's not one of them. And Rob, yesterday, and I said this Friday, San Francisco's not going to let them run. They held him to 76 yards, which is about the average what San Francisco holds teams to per game, rushing, and it's second best in the league. And especially when Tony Pollard got hurt, Rob, you knew it was the run game was going to be through. There wasn't even going to be any big runs, even if they're stopping them, you know, here and there.
I agree, Chris, but with their defense, look at where they had the 49ers. That was a game. They were in that game. That game
the
was
only the criticism I have of the defense was when Trayvon Diggs dropped that interception. But outside of that, Rob, you're right.
They were in that game on the road with a chance to win that game, Chris.
Like, absolutely.
They really, really did. I mean, they held the 49ers have been scoring points left and right, and they could only get field goals to start in the first half.
And, Rob, two of those field goals came off Dak Prescott interception.
Right.
And one of them was in the red zone, and one of them was, you know, in deep in Dallas territory. One was in the red zone. So you figure Dallas would have at least gotten a field goal. So that could be a nine point swing.
That's a huge
off his turnover.
Yes, huge turnaround.
So I think they, when Pollard went out especially, it was like, okay, Dak's going to have to carry us because we can't run the ball. And Rob, like we said, he's not that guy. That's the two interceptions. I know they came early, but when he throws the ball 30 or more times, at least this year, he tends to throw it away a couple of times. And that's what happened. But, Rob, this isn't a surprise to us because we said it. You can't trust the Cowboys. The defense brought its – I'm going to give them a B+, A- because of the dropped interception, which was big. It was 9-9 at that time in the red zone for San Francisco. And when it was dropped, and then there was a penalty, and San Francisco ended up scoring the game-winning touchdown on that drive. So – that was huge. So I got to give him probably a B+.
I understand. That's fair.
But the offense, and in particular Dak, Rob, brought the D or the F game, whatever you want to call it. And that was the game. That was it. And I think next year, Rob, the narrative last 2 years has been, can Dak win the championship? Can Dak lead us to the Super Bowl? I think, Rob, now this whole offseason, going into next season, will be, can Dak, is he the type of quarterback you can win a Super Bowl with?
And we've seen all kinds of quarterbacks, way less talented, Chris,
right,
who have
absolutely
won. So it's really about the big bugaboo for him is the turnovers. And those are the quarterbacks who have won with the great defenses. They don't turn the ball over, right?
They're game managers.
They're game managers. They understand every so often you need to make a third down throw. You know what I mean? Like, you need to make a play.
Yep.
And that's where he might have to be. And if you could get Pollard and he's healthy and he can run the football, and Ezekiel Elliott, this is it probably, right, this year, I think.
I would think.
Wise.
I mean, look, I will admit, I think those tough yards are important.
Even if it's only three or four, he'll get. Not at that price tag.
No, that's the thing. You can find a guy to do that, Chris.
That's right.
I mean, obviously Pollard got hurt yesterday. You know, you want to keep Pollard in a similar role, Rob. And you notice they've been starting him. But yeah, I think Zeke, I mean, come on. It's just, he's not delivering. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, and if you're the Cowboys, where do you go from here, Chris? Home dinner, maybe a show. I don't know where they can go. Like, really. Like what can you tell your people, your fan base, your teammates that here's another game that our quarterback gave the ball to the other team. Like that.
Yeah, I mean, the challenge is they have these great regular seasons and then they fizzle in the playoffs, Rob, and we're not playing. I mean, 12, two back-to-back 12-win seasons, one of the highest scoring teams in the league, if not the highest last year. And then you get into the playoffs against San Francisco and you can produce one touchdown. And today was especially disappointing yesterday if you're a Dallas fan, because the defense showed up.
Right. They were there, Chris.
They got it done. Yep.
Brock Purdy didn't light up the scoreboard.
Nope.
That game was there for the taking.
That's why Dak does, obviously a lot of people deserve blame, but Dak gets the lion's share because he couldn't deliver offensively. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What do you think the Cowboys' ceiling is with Dak as their quarterback? I said this earlier this season, if he's who he's supposed to be, they will at least, with that defense, get to the NFC title game. Well, they didn't. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Thanks for listening to the Best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. Then you have all your protection in one place, and it's great. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox, Rob. Let's get to these calls. Dak, is he the guy, the quarterback, to lead Dallas all the way? Your thoughts.
Let's start with Ken in Fresno, California. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, Chris and Rob? Man, listen, I like y'all, man. Y'all my guys. I listen to y'all every day. Matter of fact, I have a buddy. We are too, okay? But listen, y'all been talking about the Cowboys like they just dominated us on defense. Everybody's forgetting the fourth
dominated
quarter.
Who? San Francisco?
Yeah, y'all act like the Cowboys.
Nobody just said they dominated.
They
you,
have four
y'all
field goals to start.
Points. Yeah. Hold on. They held you to 19.
Exactly.
So don't act like they didn't do a good job.
I get it, but listen, in the fourth quarter when it counted, what happened? We ran nine minutes off
game
the clock.
Counts.
We didn't even get off the field.
Y'all did a good job, but don't act like they didn't slow y'all down. And if Dak don't throw two interceptions,
you don't know what would have. Exactly. That Ken, I mean, nobody's saying, but Chris is right. They've been averaging over 30-some-odd points. That wasn't a typical 49.
They got 12.
No, y'all. Under Purdy, y'all were averaging over. Y'all were the highest scoring team in the league.
Exactly, and they only had 12.
Their defense was legit, too. Nobody's trying to say y'all defense ain't legit.
All right, wait a minute.
Man, who was behind us?
Ken,
who was behind us?
This conversation's about Dak. All right, thanks. We're talking about Dak. He's defending the 49ers.
We're not ripping the
49ers.
Dallas' defense, Rob, did a very good job.
Chris, what was the score at the half? 12-9. What was the score? I forgot.
It was 9-9 late in the third quarter.
Right. Let's go to Dominic in Florida. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dominic?
Hey, I enjoy you guys every night. You guys are very good.
Thank you, Dominic.
Is gravitating towards throwing the ball. That's not in Dak's DNA. And this is coming from a fan that hates the Cowboys. Unfortunately for him, CeeDee Lamb is their best player. So when you ask Dak to throw the ball all over the place, it's like fingernails on the chalkboard. You're just looking for trouble. If he threw that pick six late in the game, there's no doubt in my mind – would be a quarterback competition next year at training camp. No doubt in my mind.
He almost got a safety.
Yep.
He was lucky to – I can't remember who the defender was for the Niners, but, Rob, he didn't wrap up. Remember, he just
right.
got hit Dak, and Dak was
that
able to
could have been
away.
A safety, right.
Yep. Dak, Rob, they need to put great talent around. And CeeDee Lamb is one very good receiver. That Gallup's okay. He's pretty good. Noah's all right, you know. But they need more if they're going to win it with a quarterback like Dak.
One more. Carl in Mobile, Alabama. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Carl?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing? I appreciate you squeezing me in here.
No problem.
I think the ceiling on Dak is pretty much where it's going to be. Your record is what you are, and he can't get past the level. But it's not because Dak necessarily. It's because the 49ers are so solid. And I was listening to the Fox show with Jimmy Johnson and all of them on there, and they said Dak has to win with his arm. And I'm thinking, why?
He ain't going to do it, right?
Jalen Hurts won with his legs. Daniel Jones won with his legs running, and they want Dak to win with his arm. Why does he have to win with his arm? He needs to win with his neck, his eyes, his toenails, everything. He doesn't need to just be winning with his arm all the time. And in some of those plays, if he had just taken off and run and picked up 3 yards and keep the defense on to keep them guessing. But if they think Dak's going to stand back and just throw the ball, they're just going to pick him off. 49ers are a very solid defense. You see what they did to Aaron Rodgers.
Jalen Hurts is kind of becoming what people thought Dak might be. I mean, Dak wasn't going to run it like Hurts, but he would obviously run it more than he does now. I mean, I think, you know, Rob, Hurts is a guy with all the intangibles, great leader, not the best passer, but a good passer now.
He didn't have a gazillion yards. He didn't have
right.
to.
And he runs it well, obviously, but I think that's kind of what we thought Dak might become early in his career. But, all right, we got Solomon Wilcox, former Cincinnati Bengals player, joining us in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest, former NFL defensive back, now the co-host of the Believe in Bengals podcast. Friend of the show, hadn't been on in a while, but we welcome in our man, Solomon Wilcott.
Solomon,
how are you,
what
brother?
Up?
Chris, Rob, hey, doing great, brothers. Always good to be on with you guys. It's been too long, and so my warm apology.
Yes.
No, definitely good to
have
you
back. Don't play
us
side,
look
to the side. Come on, Solomon. What's up with that?
Hey, so first, I mean, look, the Bengals, I mean, it's not a surprise that they beat Buffalo. I mean, it wouldn't have been a surprise with either team to win, but they beat them up. I mean, how did they dominate them on the line of scrimmage, both
with
sides, really?
Missing three offensive linemen.
Right, with three backups starting.
Yeah, you know, they bought into the run game. We had a game earlier this year. It was the worst game the Bengals played all year. It was a Monday night game against Cleveland. I don't know if you remember. They ran
ball
a franchise low 10 times in that game. And, look, you know, Adam Jones and I, we do the podcast. We gave it to Zach Taylor, like, look, man, this is the AFC North. You know, we play outside in this division. Everybody in this division understands physicality is what's going to get you the respect that you need. But he got the message, that, and Joe Mixon has taken off since then, took the offensive line a while to kind of click. And even with them missing three of their five starters up front, you know, Joe Burrow, in that kind of weather – and that atmosphere, I think they understood that you cannot go into that kind of environment and not right. think that you have to win the physical battle. So they leaned into that. You and I both know if you run the ball, that goes a long way in helping your offensive linemen in pass protection, the play-action game begin to click, and the defensive line dominated. I thought the Bengals won the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
I'll say this. I didn't think they'd make the playoffs this year. I really didn't. I thought, and when they got off to an 0-2 start and 2-4, I was like, okay, I was right. They had a run last year. They were 10-6, but they took off, and they have been incredible since then. I mean, those early struggles, was that about the appendix? What was that about? Because Joe Burrow wasn't good early.
Robert, I think it's a good question. It was a couple of things. He did have surgery. The appendix was much worse than any of us thought. But not only that, he didn't practice all through training camp.
Right.
The first time he practiced was the week of the very first game against Pittsburgh. And if you notice, the first two games, they have now won 10 in a row. They've won 13 of their last 15 games other than the 0-2 start. The first two games were against Pittsburgh and Dallas, and they lost on the last play of the game.
Yep.
And so if the kicker, if we can make an extra point, they win that game, right? So they, those, the margins were really thin, but they had five new offensive linemen that had never played together, right? So there were a couple of things. We felt like the defense had kept them in those games in a way that maybe they didn't deserve to even come close because the offense was playing that bad. It took them a while to find themselves. But Joe Burrow, man, is the real deal. This guy's a babyface assassin. He wants to snatch your heart out. All the things and all the adjectives you would use to describe a competitor like a Michael Jordan or a Tom Brady, this guy is that. And if you go check his background, he's from a blue-collar background, man. You heard the speech when he won the Heisman Trophy.
Right.
That's what kind of kid he is. He's got a great heart, but he's a force multiplier as a leader. And you got players who want to come here in free agency like Trey Hendrickson, Mike Hilton, you know, other guys. They all want to come here to play because they want to play with Joe Burrow.
Only problem is Mike Brown is still the owner. I just want them to know that. So that sounds great, but we'll see. Let me ask you this. Chris and I were on this early on. Remember there were people saying that he shouldn't go to Cincinnati, that he should force his way out of that organization. And Chris and I both were like, if he's that dude, he's from Ohio, all that thing, make your own path, make your own way. Do you remember that talk about people trying to talk him out of going to Cincinnati? And look what he's done.
Yeah. This is a guy that doesn't run away from problems. You know, when Urban Meyer didn't want to play him as a starter at Ohio State, all he did was find another team to win a national championship with. He gets the return. Think about you. You grow up in a state. Yeah, the team had some success in the 80s, but for the most part, you know, they've been downtrodden, been beat up. Think about if you're the guy that comes home to your home state and gets that done. When the college team, the great Buckeye team, told you, no, you're not good enough for us, but you get to come play for the pro team, and if you can win it there, what does that say about him? If you go to Dallas and win it, you're just one of, you know, a line of guys, Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman. If you go, you come and win it for the Bengals. He's already won five postseason games in 2 years, and they have won five preseason games, or postseason games, excuse me, in the previous 52 years. So he's already walked on water here. He's already raised the Titanic, and now he's just one Vince Lombardi trophy away from this thing becoming a full-fledged movie.
Solomon, they got the Chiefs, obviously, in the AFC Championship game. Now, they've beaten them three times, 3-0, Burrow's 3-0 against them.
Three times in one calendar year.
Yeah, what is it about? You know, what is it about this matchup that seems to be so in favor of the Bengals?
Well, guys, in the playoffs, I think we need to look at it differently, particularly since we added, you know, another team. We have seven teams in each conference. It literally is like the NCAA tournament. This is not the best of four games, right? It's not a seven-game series. You win on that day, a loser go home. Single-game elimination tournament. And so this is about matchups, right? It's kind of like what you see in the NCAA. You see the number 12 seed knock off, you know, number 4 seed. You wonder how they do it because it's the matchup, the style of play. And that's what you have. I think the Bengals are just a great matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs do not have a secondary to match up with a Jamar Chase, a T. Higgins, a Tyler Boyd, a Hayden Hurst, and a Joe Mixon out of the backfield. They just don't. I think they have a really good defensive line, but not a great defensive line to exploit maybe any deficiencies the Bengals may have on the offensive line. Last year you saw Aaron Donald and Von Miller were able to do that, you see. So it's about matchups. And Joe Burrow has, remember I talked about babyface assassin? He's such a competitor. And that guy I think had really been eyeing whether it's Josh Allen, whether it's Patrick Mahomes, and I don't think any of us saw him coming. He's trying to win every day. And that guy is trying to put together a legacy Much like what we've seen from guys like Montana, guys like we've seen with Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, he has a vision for what he wants, and he's so honest and true about it that if you ask him how long is the window open for the Bengals to win a championship, he'll say it without a blink. Oh, that window is my career.
Right.
I mean, he wasn't joking right when he said
it. All right. That is our man, Solomon Wilcox. Check him out on the Believe in Bengals podcast. Man, we appreciate your time.
No doubt. Always.
Later on is if they keep advancing.
Let's do it. Keep up the good work, guys, and we'll see you in Phoenix at the Super Bowl.
Yes, yep, we will.
All right, brother. Peace. More Odd Couple coming your way. Rob can't wait to jump on our man, Greg Jennings, who said Daniel Jones is a top 10 quarterback.
Greg Jennings.
And double down on it today. That's next. Odd Couple, keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And as always, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, great chance to put a couple dollars, shekels down. When am I best bet of the night, Chris? Pistons plus 11.5. They're making a comeback. They cut it to 25. Hey, when I saw earlier, it said that Giannis and Middleton were not playing. It said that they were both out, and of course they're both playing. If I knew both of them were playing, there's no way I would have made that pick. But 11.5, we'll see what happens. It's early, still
I'm
about
so
7 minutes
about
to go. No. What?
I'm not so sure you wouldn't have made that pick.
What? 11 plus? Nah, I would not have, even in Detroit. All right, I also have the I'm taking the Bulls minus 1.5 and the Rockets plus 5.5 to end their losing streak. So Bulls minus 1.5, Rockets plus 5.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, let us go to the Giants game, and they were just demolished, 38-7. I thought it'd be close. I didn't think they'd win. But my goodness, it was not a contest.
You took the Giants with the points, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they had 7.5 points. But Daniel Jones, Rob, and we said it, people jumped way, way overboard when he had a great game against Minnesota. Who doesn't?
Exactly.
What quarterback doesn't? I mean, Minnesota's defense is horrendous. He threw for 300 yards three times this year, including the playoffs, and two of them came against Minnesota.
Right, which is giving up over 400 something. Right. That was obvious. And we had Greg Jennings on, and we jumped on him because I was shocked that Greg went that route. Not that you could say Daniel Jones has improved, Chris, blah, 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 blah.
Even if you say he's better. A franchise quarterback, right. He can be your starter.
But top 10, that was just a total overreaction. And then we saw what happened. There were throws to be made. I'm not saying that they would have beat the Eagles, but there were throws to be made in that game. I didn't see him make them.
No. He didn't do anything. And look, I said going into the game that he is starting to show, or he may be showing, really, that he can be, you know, a good quarterback on a, you know, starting quarterback and be your guy for the next few years. But I think after this, Rob, and I know they got Saquon Barkley talked about, you know, he's not necessarily looking to set the market for running backs. He understands he's been injured. And, you know, that sounds like that might be, he might be willing to give a hometown discount or something like that. But if he's not going to hold you up financially, then, Rob, I think the same thing to do for the Giants is to franchise tag Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I mean,
I would like to – if I'm the Giants and a fan, I'd like to see him for another year or two under Daboll because he did improve. But there's no way – I'm not giving him a four-year deal, Rob, at $35 to $40 million a year. I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell you this, Chris. I would check my options first. If I could get a quarterback with a running back and with a good, decent defense, they might have something that they can do. I just wouldn't.
Who are you looking at?
I'm just saying, I don't know. Is Derek Carr available?
All of them are out there. Brady. Who's out there? Carr, Brady, Aaron Rodgers.
I would be more apt to just see what else is out there before, because the reason he's in this position is you didn't believe in him through the first 5 years, right?
Right, right.
I mean, he's not.
But he did have three different head coaches and four different offensive coordinators.
But he also didn't distinguish himself. And I get it, Chris. A lot of people, Derek Carr has been in that same situation. But there have been moments for Derek Carr. We know this guy can play. I really don't know what Daniel Jones is. He's not Danny Dimes, but I don't know what he is. I don't know if you just, like, have a quarterback and you need all the other pieces and you hope he doesn't make a mistake. Is that what he is? I don't know what he is.
Well, it's interesting, Rob, because and I think we'll get into this, particularly if the 49ers reach the Super Bowl. But, Rob, you know, everybody's always – we all say, and we all, I think, would want – that elite Hall of Fame type quarterback, right? But that quarterback's gonna make $40 to $50 million and it'll keep going up. And then you won't be able to put as much around him. Well, there are some, Rob, thinking, you know, look at San Francisco. Is the formula build a great team? And I mean, they got it all. They got the receivers, they got the defense at every level. They got the running game, the line on both sides of the ball, and then they got a pretty good quarterback. I mean, we'll see. Brock Purdy's been pretty good so far. They had Jimmy G before that, who's solid but not great.
Yeah, but they haven't won. And if they don't win, that's where the issue comes in. I mean, you're right. If they can win,
if
they lose in this game and Brock Purdy puts up 19 points again or less, you know what I mean? Then you're going to be like, you know, like
if we only had a great. I do agree with you that. I think this game against Dallas, the Dallas defense was so good that it was begging for Purdy to win the game.
Yep.
Like it was like, okay, now he's got to make some plays for them to win, and he didn't do it. He didn't play badly. He protected the ball. He made the decent throws. He actually made some really good throws, but he didn't put them on his back, and they kind of needed that. Lockett.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.